The problem with it is that the day-to-day health needs of the people is not being met, and the system is under severe burden and a cracking point. Now, I spoke to a GP last summer, generally having conversations about the state of the health service, and their view was that there will be many bodies behind doors that we don't know about, and that will only become clear over the coming years. I think what was essentially being said there is that the COVID response is so focused that the day-to-day health needs of the population is probably not being met. We know that in terms of the waiting lists are getting longer. A simple, very important example is that the wait time for women in Donegal for smear tests is nearly 2 years behind. People who are waiting for diagnosis and intervention care and elective surgery is under critical cracking point. So the experience in A&E is not surprising, because also the HSE is not bringing people in and not recruiting the way they could and had planned to do because of the COVID response. Now, what I would like to see over the coming months is the government commit to what the budget is going to look like in terms of the emergency funding of the health service. I will say this: it isn't simply about more money. Sometimes it's about doing things differently. And we have been part of ongoing and collaborative negotiations over the years, and we wanted to ensure that services were being delivered in the community, not just in the acute hospital. That's what the future looks like. What we are going to require is progressive taxation to fund the health service, and to the levels that they're probably being funded at the moment in terms of the COVID response. But I do think that if you talk to health workers, people will tell you that the day-to-day experience within the health sector can be chaotic. People are trying to do their best under very difficult circumstances. And anecdotally, I think people would say that the health sector is a breaking point in many places and is currently not fit for purpose. So we do need an injection of cash. We also need an injection of people, and we need confirmation that waiting lists are going to be dealt with, because simply giving this work to the private sector is neither affordable, sustainable, or required. And I think the Minister of Health, in my view, probably needs to come out and call it. And there does appear to be a bit of hiding going on, and I don't think that's calling anybody.